is Cleveland. This is our city. This is our team. This is our house. This is the dog pound. Play angry. Play ugly. Play the way you want the man next to you to play. Step inside the dog pound and you'll get it.
Anticipation was built through the week of practice in Tampa Bay for the third preseason game against the Bucs. And from the excitement in the tunnel to building strategy on the field, second-year nose tackle Danny Shelton continued to make a statement about why he deserves a prominent role on the Browns' defense.
Can't wait to hit somebody. Hey, what a dog pound there, huh? Ho, ho, ho!
In the tunnel, just being in that moment, I think that's the most exciting part about
it. It's party time!
You know, being a part of the NFL.
It's party time!
You know, coming out of the tunnel, that's where it starts. I mean, that's where you gotta just show the most emotion because you're about to run out on the field and. The Samoan warrior call. Yeah. Call it the Faun. The center, he was calling out, you know, basically help from the guard. You picked that up the first time it happened to you, like the guard tried to come help out the center, and then you would, you know, kind of take that as a note.
There you go!
And it happens again and stays true, then, you know, I was able to tell the coach that, you know, that's something that I've been seeing.
That's how we play base deep. I was close right. He called a single. Volume started coming out. So I stayed on him.
You know, in that moment, I felt like I was kind of like in open space, so I had to, you know, make sure I get the player, you know, go for the ball at least to slow up the running back. And
Bumbo! Let's go, baby! Let's go! Let's go! And that was your play, right? That's it, baby! Let's go! Let's go! There it is, baby! Defense! D-line gotta make plays, baby!
I'm gonna make sure I'm prepared because
let's go, O!
I'm pretty sure that coach is gonna give us another opportunity to play, so we'll you know, just keep it the same. I mean, just as far as our mentality, attacking each day the way we want it to be.
The return of wide receiver Josh Gordon was highly anticipated in Tampa Bay. After more than a year and a half removed from the game, he came back to the field and gave fans a taste of the chemistry he's been building with quarterback Robert Griffin.
We see a bright future. We envision a lot of downfield passing, that's for sure. We can throw the ball. I'm not for sure how much we want to do in the preseason, but I know that's what we work on in practice, and we got the ability and the talent to stretch the field in every direction.
Josh Gordon makes a sensational grab, fights off Brent Grimes.
Safety was rolled away, so it was cover three. Look, and my cornerback, Brent Grimes, he was off quite a ways, and Griff gave me a look in the huddle and said, you know, if we get the right look on this play, you know, just be ready. And I said, okay, you know, and sure enough, he looked my way and threw it deep. Luckily, I just dug out as hard as I could and tried to position for the ball. Seeing the trajectory of it a little bit inside, he tried to wall me off, and I kind of tried to just move him by and jump in there and make a play on it. It's been a long time since I've been in the end zone. So it was exciting, that's for sure. Bunch of emotion running through my mind. But at the same time, you know, just trying to remember it's a preseason game. You know, and hopefully we got a lot more of these to go. And, you know, just got to be professional about it. But I was definitely happy.
Up next on Building the Browns, the veteran players reflect on the past, present, and future of the Browns. On a young team, the influence of the veteran core can make all the difference. And it's hard to measure the value of the 28 years of NFL experience between Joe Thomas, John Greco, and Gary Barnage.
Boys, we just finished training camp this year, and it was a little bit of a hot one. But we got a lot of new guys on the team right now. And was there any new guys that really stood out at your position group, Gary?
Tight end-wise, I'd say Connor Hamlet really showed. He's out there making plays, spiking the ball in the defense, making one-hand catches. He was doing a good job, but all of our tight ends, all of them were young. So they're all good guys, they're all new, and they're all learning.
Mm-hmm. Out of Connor's celebrations, what was your favorite?
He likes to spike the ball, but he did one where he fake spiked it, where he's about to spike it and he didn't. So I like that too. I don't really celebrate myself.
Yeah, why don't you celebrate at all? Can you tell the fans about that?
I act like you've been there before. I'll have something this year though.
I think we have a good group of young guys in our room, especially with the three rookies that we have. And you know, even though it's his second year, young guy Cam Irving, I thought really impressed me because I'd play next to him.
From my standpoint, a guy at my position was Spencer Drango. He's a guy that was not quite so heralded coming out of the draft. He was a later round guy, but from the day that he got here, he has looked really good. He's been very eager to learn, and he's picked it up really fast, and I think he's got a great, bright future in the NFL. And I think they did a good job with the draft this year, drafting guys that really like football, and they like being out there and working hard. Now, this is Hugh Jackson's first year in Cleveland, Sashi Brown's first year, and they've brought kind of an exciting new message with them. One thing that Hugh says over and over again is, erase the tape, record a new message. How excited are you about the new staff and the changes that those guys have made this year, Gary?
Very excited. As you can tell, Hugh wants to change things now, and I think everybody's buying into it and really, really excited about it. Really looking forward to the season.
Now, John, you and I have had a lot of head coaches since we've been here, but what makes you the most excited about having Hugh Jackson as the head coach?
I think just his ability just to coach hard and make guys want to play that much harder for him. You know, obviously the culture that he kind of brought with him, we want to expect to win now. He's, you know, really shown me that every play and practice is important, you know, every meeting. So it's definitely you're held to a much higher standard.
Joining them and lending his expertise to the vastly new wide receiver room is six-year veteran Andrew Hawkins.
It happens so fast. Just all of a sudden, you're the oldest guy, and you know, the way the young guys think, you feel like an alien because you just don't understand it. But it keeps me young, man. It keeps me in the thick of things, and we have a lot of fun with it. It's a cool process. A lot of people think it's just a game, but you put so much energy into this. Like, this controls what I do literally throughout the entire year. You know, I can't go visit certain family. I can't, you know, attend weddings. I can't attend some funerals. So doing anything else or putting any energy into any other thing is taking away from you doing your job and what's really going to give you the best chance to being around. And that's what I tell the young guys. I'm like, listen, man, we have, you know, every drill, every play, every practice, every game, every meeting, like, you have an opportunity to get better, you know, show someone that you're serious and that you want to be a professional. And, you know, that's the philosophy I take, you know, and anything that happens after that, you got to kind of roll with the punches and continue pushing because that's what life's about. You know, I have two little girls who are 1.5 and then my son is 4. You know, we get breaks in between. Every down second I have is at home with them. And, you know, they come to training camp every day. We run around the field for 20 minutes. You know, that's a tough part, you know, being away, especially now that the girls are old enough to understand that daddy's not here. And, you know, every night when I go see my son and I say goodnight, he says, oh, I want you to stay here, Dad. You know, it kind of rips your heart out. But, you know, you're doing it for them. I mean, that's my motivation. That's why I'm here in the first place. So keeping that in mind is what kind of keeps me pushing through. When you get on the field, it's that sense of, okay, this is what I do it for, you know, and it kind of all comes together, and you know, that's an incredible feeling. It really is. And you know, it's just cool. The first time out is always the cool one because it's like a sigh, like, you know, okay, it's been a long year, and Here we go. It's time to start.
When Building the Browns continues, undrafted rookies find their footing, and Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown anticipate the start of the regular season. As an undrafted free agent, there's one consistent theme. The pressure to prove yourself is constant. But for rookie defensive back Tracy Howard, it's not only the pressure to impress his coaches that drives him, but what his success means to his community.
You know, training camp, it has been, I'm not going to say harder than I expected, but the games, the preseason games have been, you know, faster than college, most definitely. People are definitely moving faster, you know, people are bigger, you know, stronger and things like that. And then I'm young, so you're like, oh, they got a rookie out there, so we're going to test them. So, I mean, it's definitely been a great experience, you know, and a great opportunity for me to, you know, get that learning curve and, you know, get that down pat so I could definitely be ready for the regular season going in. There's a bunch of guys in the room, and I know the reality of the situation. Everybody can't be there. You know, God forbid it's not me. You know, I want to play in this league, you know, but I really just try to focus on myself and compete with myself. I just go out there, have fun. I wish everybody the best. You know, they make plays. They feel like I made plays because we're teammates, you know, so I hope they feel the same. If I do make the 53-man roster and playing in the NFL, it's that knowing that, you know, that I was the platform, you know, for the kids, you know, that's where I'm from, and just for the people to say, like, you know, I watched him grow, you know, as a baby, you know, and just play this game of football and through the ups and the downs, he made it. And then it gives people motivation, you know, for the people that, you know, that's really, you know, trying to succeed at something. Maybe it's football, you know, being a doctor, you know, going to school, you know, passing high school. And they can look at me and say, you know, he did it, so, like, why can't I? That's my goal, you know, make my mom proud. You know, that's my number one goal. I mean, because, you know, where I'm from, like, people don't normally succeed, you know, and take the good route. I really do it for her, you know, and my family. But her most definitely, you know, she's been the rock in my life, you know, always been there. My dad as well, you know, but my mom, she's special. I know just her seeing me grow up and, you know, just be successful, it make her smile and it make her proud, you know. So I know she like bragging, so I try to give her something to brag about.
Being underestimated can propel a person to greatness. And after the disappointment of not being drafted, linebacker Dominique Alexander found a place with the Browns and is ready to carve out a position for himself.
Football has been the thing for me, like, where it's always been high. It's like highs, highs, highs. And in that draft day, that was just like a low. God blessed me with that phone call, and then my spirits went right back up. They gave me a real good opportunity to come play here, you know, just gave me a chance to show what I can do, and it's been a blessing, like, ever since. Our first meeting, Coach Hugh Jackson put that up for the rookies. He was like, opportunity, like, everybody in here has an opportunity, but it's what you do with your opportunity. When he said that, I was like, man, I can make this team, especially if I have an opportunity.
I see you 5-4. That boy do everything. That boy can stop the run. He can rush the passer. He can cover.
To wake up every day and to call the NFL my job, you know, after all the years of, you know, work that I put in, I don't take that lightly. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to be all cool. Like, this is not an everyday thing. You know, like, there's only a certain amount of people who are good enough and blessed to do this, and I'm one of them, so I don't take it lightly. I know that if I continue to just keep doing my job and keep playing at a high level and just keep getting better each and every day, that hopefully, like, that I can continue to be a part of this team. But I do know that we are building something special here, though. Being the first person to make it into the NFL coming out of my family is, like, a major deal. Hopefully my son, you know, like, hopefully my son, he loves athletics, and, you know, if he loves sports and things like that, then hopefully he plays football. And so I got to set the tempo for him. So if he makes it to the next level and things like that, he'll have something good to follow. It just goes to show that if you continue to, like, work hard and keep pushing, like, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. Just continue to grind and keep pushing. That's what I try to give back to the young people, because they saw me, like, coming up in high school, like, just working all the time. And I'm telling people, like, I'm going to be in the NFL. And then people are like, no, you're not. And then it's like, now I'm here. And to the kids in my community, I'm somebody. And then it's just like, I know that I have to keep pushing for them because this is their dream just as big as it is mine.
You tired?
Yeah, I'm about to go.
Keep
again.
Going. You got to. You know what we talking about?
Yeah.
Keep rolling. Don't stop. You're going to be tired, but you're going to be ready for that last preseason game too. Every rep.
That fourth game is just so important because it's like for us rookies, like for me, like I'm blessed because they gave me chances in the previous games. But for like the guys who haven't been able to play a lot, you know, the starters are going to be down, you know, because they're getting ready for the regular season. And I feel like, you know, it's going to be a chance for me to go put on a show. I have to do my job or it could be my last time suiting up for the Browns. So it's just like, it's going to be so much joy and happiness. But at the end of the day, it's going to be so much like, well, it's time now. I'm about to try to put on a show, honestly.
Coming up next on Building the Browns, Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown prepare to take the next step to the final 53-man roster and the start of their first NFL season together. The Cleveland Browns of 2016 is being shaped by the leadership of head coach Hugh Jackson and executive vice president of football operations, Sashi Brown. It's under their guidance that the foundation to win consistently is being built.
What I've seen is just a culture change here. You know, that the work ethic, the attention to detail, and our belief system that we are winners, you know, that we can win and that we expect to win.
I don't give a shit what anybody says outside this room. As long as a man in this room understand one thing, we got to work to win. We got to work to win. We're not going to get it done by just talking about it.
Our vision here, and I think Hugh does a great job of emphasizing with the team on a daily basis, is leadership, accountability, forming that brotherhood in the locker room with our young guys. And so we want our veterans, we charge them, part of their responsibility is to bring along the guys behind them.
I have a real passion of leading men and trying to get men to be better than what they've been. At the same time, it's really about those players kind of giving you themselves, you know, really opening themselves up to an opportunity of seeing things differently and believing in a different way. And if you can touch one, maybe you can touch 10. If you can get 10, maybe you get 20. And then, you know, obviously what's important is to get the whole team. So we're trying to rally this whole team around a mindset and an attitude and a goal.
We got to outwork the other 31 teams in the National Football League. And it's going to hurt. You're going to have to bleed a little bit. You're going to have to cry a little bit. But that's part of it. That's just part of it.
What I look for is, are we playing as a unit, you know, on both sides of the ball and certainly on special teams? Everything isn't going to be measured just by wins and losses. A guy can execute his job if he's given poor effort. You know, we don't love that. And vice versa, you know, a guy may fail at his job but give great effort. We want to make sure that on every play, our guys are given great effort, really focused, and we're getting every bit of you know, kind of heart and energy that they have to pour into, you know, what we're seeing on the field.
We want to see production. We want to see improvement. We want to see a team that does the things that we as coaches say that they can do. And that's the only way to measure this.
This is a game of intimidation and fear. And we got to have that kind of mindset. We got to go after people. We're going to take what we want. That's our mentality now.
I don't like to deal with losses. So in the past, that's what we've dealt with. Let's just be honest. And so I think you have to erase all of that and start over. And I think a lot of games and a lot of opportunities are won in the mind. You got to believe it and see it first before you can ever do it. So I think you got to erase the tape of all the other negative and be very careful what you let go into your ears and really just stand fast on the things that you know are really important, which is our work ethic and what we want to accomplish.
For us, we want to see the group learn how to really come in and win, learn to win. Part of that is going to be certainly buying into each other, buying into the coaching staff, how much work it's going to take on a Sunday to beat these teams who are really competitive in the league. That's really what we want to see, that these guys care and put themselves in position to win over the course of the year.
we are going to be what we're going to be. What I would ask them to do is, they're Cleveland Browns fans. They got to trust and believe in what we're trying to accomplish. We're going to give it everything we have, you know, from A to Z. And we understand that it's a lot of work to be done, and we need them. You know, we feed off of them. We need them at our games. We need them yelling and screaming and in the dog pound, jumping up and down, because we need everybody in order to get this done.
This city, that stadium that's downtown, that's yours, man. You dominate in there. Everybody understand that?
Yes, sir.
That's your house. You protect that son of a gun. It's got to become a mindset and an attitude. That stadium is ours. And we have to protect it at all costs.